The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share an extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
A tough granny, a mother suffering with the effects of a stroke, a son with autism, a daughter who's an aspiring writer, and a father who struggles to express himself. M for Mammy is the story of a typical Irish family that's not so typical at all. And to talk about a debut novel, which is absolutely stunning, is the author Eleanor O'Reilly. Eleanor, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, thank you.
During the break, we were talking about overnight success after 20 years. Tell me about your own writing, and also about your career, because you have a day job.
I do have a day job, yes. And I consider myself a teacher first and a writer second, because the writing has only really come online in about the last 6 years, whereas I've been teaching for 20 years. So in terms of my identity, I see myself as a teacher first.
Yeah, you're teaching Gorey.
Teaching Gorey in the community school there, yeah.
How did the writing start?
The writing started when I was on maternity leave, six and a half years ago. I used to paint, and then I had my little girl, and painting became very, you know, very difficult.
Very messy, I'd imagine.
Very messy, very smelly, and there was, you know, a child who needed me. So I knew being very creative, I had to express, I had to create in some form or another. I would have kind of self-destructed. So I swapped the paintbrush for the pen, and that was it, really. I found that I fought less with the words than I did with the painting. I used to fight with painting a lot.
Do you have that difficulty of never knowing when it's finished?
Yeah, or when it's right, or when, you know, when I'm happy. So it was a constant battle. You know, I love painting. I still love painting. But I have settled into the writing.
Yeah. Now, you are a teacher of English and classical studies.
That's right.
So the written word has been something that you've been immersed in all your adult life, I suppose.
Absolutely. It was nothing alien to me. It wasn't some mad leap into a whole new career. It was a very obvious next step, really, I suppose.
And did you take any kind of lessons in the construction of stories or of, indeed, your first novel?
No, originally I didn't, when I started with the short stories, and that was in 2012. It was in 2014 that I did an MA. I started an MA in creative writing, and I finished that in 2017. So it was part-time 3 years. So that's where I really started to sit down and study the nuts and bolts of narrative, of language, of structure, of form. And the novel happened at the same time.
Now, tell me about the family. I described the characters. How did you come upon these? Because there's got to be an inspiration from somewhere.
The characters, I think, and it's really only lately now that I've pegged it down, but I think there's a lot of myself in Jenny. Even though I'm in the book as well, there is an Aunt Eleanor, but it's not really me. I think I'm Jenny, this very creative child who's a little bit lost and is really struggling to try to figure out how things work.
And writing a diary.
Writing a diary and communicating with characters and books.
Like Anne Frank.
Like Anne Frank and Harry Potter and Hermione.
Yeah.
And
is that a bit of you there then? Was that what you were like as a child? Did you keep a diary?
I probably did for a week because we were told that we had to in school.
Yeah, collected stamps for a
week. Yeah, you know. I wasn't a writer as a child. I was a Blue Peter child. I was the child who always was making something out of the insert of a toilet roll or washing up liquid bottle. And on Blue Peter, they always had double-sided sticky tape. We never had that. So you had to improvise a lot. You had to kind of, you know,
double back the sellotape.
And they used to talk about florist wire that your mother would have in the drawer. My mother never had florist wire, or we never had pipe cleaners. So I improvised. I was making things out of straws, and I was always making something. Mm. And the novel, I really felt I was making something in the novel.
Now, the voices of the characters, you write through the characters, so you adopt their personality as a writer.
Well, very close third, yes, I do. It was a very difficult choice to make at the beginning, how I was going to structure this, how I was going to put. And that's when it comes down to the nuts and the bolts of narrative and structure and form. How does it work? So, you know, there was a lot of thought went into that. And eventually I did decide on getting as close to them as I possibly could without writing in the first person.
Yeah. Explain to us maybe a little bit of the story. We don't want to do any spoilers, but set the scene for us.
They're a very ordinary Irish family. They have problems, like a lot of Irish families, but the problems that inflict the August, really. The little girl...
That's their name, the August family.
The August family. There's a little girl called Jenny. Her brother Jacob, he turns 6 throughout the novel and he's nonverbal autistic. So there's an immediate strain on the family. There's a strain between the, in the relationship between the mother and father at the beginning. And that changes through the course of the novel. The father's unemployed, and Granny sees him as a bit of a waster, you know, but he's not. He's a good man, really. He's trying to struggle with a very difficult situation. Annette is the mother and she tries everything she can possibly do to help Jacob. And then she suffers a stroke.
And therefore she cannot communicate for a while.
No, she cannot communicate. So you've got a mirror effect between the loss of language with the mother and Jacob's nonverbal situation. So I am trying to look at language, and Granny is very loud. She's very stereotypical in many ways, but that's deliberate. She's supposed to be like that. She speaks in idioms and in wise old sayings. And I do that to shine a light on the tragedy that occurs when there's no language.
Yeah. And of course, many people communicate through wise old saws. You know, it's their shorthand for saying certain things, and you've caught that brilliantly in The Granny. How would you describe it? Would you describe it as a comic novel? Because it does make you laugh.
It does make you laugh, but I suppose it's bittersweet. You know, there's something of the very tragic in it too. And, you know, some of the critics have said about the happy ever after ending. I suppose it depends on how you perceive it, but
some have cavilled with that, saying it's not quite. It's an ambivalent happy ever after.
Yeah, I would be more content with that, but it depends on the reader and how the reader perceives it.
And praise from the likes of Roddy Doyle.
Yeah.
You must be pleased.
No, it's great. It has been great. It's been very well received, and people have taken it to their heart and they've understood it, which is great. They really have. They've got it.
Yeah, because in spite of the fact that it wouldn't be a stereotypical Irish family, there's a bit of every family in this.
There's a bit of everybody in it, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're not giving up the day job anytime soon?
No, not yet.
You've had awards along the way, by the way.
I've had awards, and you know, this is going very well. But teaching is my bread and butter. It's always been my bread and butter. But I love teaching, and it's an extremely creative profession. So I can't really see that I would ever completely walk away from teaching.
And Roddy Doyle would tell you much of his inspiration for the early books came from the classroom.
Yeah, it does. And the interaction with the people. I couldn't see myself sitting in a room all day waiting for inspiration to knock on the door.
Well, I suspect this book will have legs. It'll travel. It's called M for Mammy. It's published by Two Roads. It's available in paperback for around €15. And its author, Ellen O'Reilly, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
Thank you.